Grace is yours, peace is yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 17 to 29, which was just read. I will reread verse 21. For the sake of thy word and according to thine own heart, thou hast done all this greatness to let thy servant know. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what a radical change of events. Mighty King David had a wonderful idea of what he could do for the Lord. He had a grand and glorious plan of how he would be the one to build the house for God. And suddenly, even before he could begin to carry through on the okay from the prophet Nathan, God canceled his plan. Or perhaps more accurately, God rewrote the big blueprint. For you see, David wanted to build God a house. But God comes to David and says, you are not the one who is going to do the building, but rather I am. For I, the Lord God of Israel, am going to build you a house. Not a house of mortar which may eventually decay and fall apart. Not a dynasty which will eventually run out of air. But a kingdom. A kingdom which will last forever. And so David responded to this promise by saying, for the sake of thy word, and according to thine own heart, thou hast done all this greatness to let thy servant know. David recognized in the words of God delivered to him by Nathan the promise of God. Not just any promise of God, but the promise of the Messiah who was to come. For the words of a house that was going to be established forever, ever, brought to his mind the promises concerning Jacob and Judah and the ruler who would be established forever, who would rule his kingdom forever. And so it was that David recognized that this promise that God had given to him was in a continuation of that same line, a line pointing to the very Messiah who was to come. And in addition to that, David believed that that promise of God was as good as fulfilled. For he realized that the one who had given it, the Lord God of Israel, would most certainly bring it to pass. And so also, David recognized that there was nothing that he had done to somehow qualify for this promise, to somehow make himself worthy of being promised that his house would be established forever. According to thine own heart, is the way David phrased it. According only to God's great mercy, according to his grace, had he been made the recipient of God's great promise. A fact that caused David to outpour his praises to the Lord of hosts. What a radical change of events for us. For how often would we not also like to follow the example of King David and decide to do something for God? How often do not even we at a seminary need to have our priorities re-examined and rearranged, to be reminded that we act only in reaction to what God has done for us? How often could not the words of King David be in our minds and hearts and on our lips? For the sake of thy word and according to thine own heart, thou hast done all this greatness to let thy servant know. For we stand between the promise fulfilled and the fulfillment of promise, the now and not yet, to borrow a phrase. For you see that the promise that David considered to be fulfilled already, we know to be fulfilled in Jesus Christ. For we know that he was the one, he is the Messiah who was to come, who through his suffering and death and his glorious resurrection has established his kingdom forever. And yet also, we await the fulfillment of promise. For he too has promised to us that he will come again and take us to be with him forever. And so we stand between the promise fulfilled and a fulfillment of promise. And yet we can consider the promise to be fulfilled as it is fulfilled, just as David did. For we too know that that promise has come from the Lord God of Israel, the Lord God of our hearts and lives. And since he has promised it, he will certainly bring it to pass. And so also we must recognize that it is according to his own heart, only according to God's mercy and grace, that we have been incorporated into the fellowship of his church, that we have been grafted in to his house as spiritual stones built up for a spiritual house. For it is God alone who has taken us from spiritual death to life and has made us members of his family and heirs of his kingdom forever. And in response to that great goodness and mercy of God, we are now expected to praise and serve him. David responded to the promise that God had given him by pouring out his praises before God by saying, "For this reason thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, and there is no God besides thee. Thy name may be magnified forever by saying, the Lord of hosts is God over Israel." And so we also should praise the Lord, who has redeemed us, not only in words, not only in worship and song, but also in service. Service dedicated to him, service rendered to him for all he has done to us. For all the greatness he has done to let his servants know, for the sake of his word, and according to his heart. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.